sort of above all else, what I want to communicate to the people of the state of Washington, who I know are feeling a lot of things right now, is you are, we have a state of leaders at the local and state level who are very, very committed to defending your rights and upholding the values of all Washingtonians. We've been first in the past. We're first again. We'll stand up for your rights. We'll protect your freedoms. That's central to who we are, and we'll continue doing that. We're also mindful that with the AG's office, we're able, when the president oversteps his authority, you can be sure Washington State will stand up and take him to court and win almost every single time. We're also mindful that presidents have a lot of authority. They do. And they can do things that are lawful that we strongly oppose and that go against our values. We also need to prepare for those events as well, to minimize the impacts of Washingtonians when a president does something that may be lawful but goes against our values. And one thing I want to talk about is the potential for mass deportations, which, of course, has been central to Donald Trump's campaign and, of course, what he's been saying since he became president.